KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And it's 8:07. We have dense fog in Atlantic, about a quarter mile visibility. We do have a dense fog advisory in effect until noon today for the entire KJAN listening area and much of southwest and central Iowa. We look for that patchy fog to be dissipating toward midday with partly cloudy to cloudy skies and a high of 55, winds southwest shifting to the northwest this afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And for our Christmas Eve night, we look for it to be mostly cloudy with a chance of sprinkles or flurries. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. We'll have a low around 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Well, a lot of people are hitting the highways to see relatives this weekend and into next week for Christmas and New Year's. Iowa State Patrol Trooper Kara Yenoff said there will be extra state and local officers on the roadways. Yenoff said there continues to be excessive speeding, and that, combined with holiday drinking and possible winter weather, could lead to a deadly situation.
We've been blessed that we haven't had much snow here, but just making sure that we're mindful for that. We just had a trooper here last week that checked one here over 90 miles an hour on Highway 75, and then we deemed to have that person be impaired. So having that speed and person being impaired at 2:30 in the afternoon is pretty scary.
She says if you take anything that's going to impact your driving, let someone else take the wheel.
I think everyone just needs to remind themselves that if they are going to have a great time with their family and friends, just making sure that they're responsible. Don't be getting behind the wheel. If you are going to be drinking too much, please ask for a designated driver. If you're participating in some illegal controlled substances, making sure that we're also being responsible, not getting behind the wheel too.
Trooper Yenoff said driving too fast remains a key factor in accidents, whether you're impaired or not.
I would say that's probably over 90% of our crashes are being the results of our speed. Now, so it could be distracted driving or, you know, impaired driving, but speed is going to be one of the top issues that we have here in the state.
She says their goal was to get under 300 traffic deaths this year, but
unfortunately, we've already exceeded that. So I'm praying that nobody else will get into any fatality crashes.
Yenoff says you can avoid being a statistic by buckling up, putting down the phone, and refraining from driving and texting. Slow down and then drive defensively. Along with Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day are the top 3 days of the year for cooking fires in Iowa and nationwide, for that matter. Andrea Vaspas, Public Education Director for the National Fire Protection Association, says December 24th and 25th mean families and friends are gathering for a big meal, and they'll usually congregate in the kitchen.
There's a lot more of the cooking going on. There's a lot more people to distract you. There is definitely usually more alcohol use going on as well. So that is kind of a recipe for a home fire when somebody thinks someone else is paying attention to something that's on the stove.
As guests arrive, there is frequently chaos as people set down food they brought to share, perhaps a little too close to the open flames. Watch for those plastic containers that might melt or towels that could burst into flames.
The person who's by the stove needs to stay by the stove, stand by your pan, watch what you fry. Keep a heavy lid nearby when you're cooking on the stove. In case there is a flare-up, you can slide that lid right over the pan, turn off the ignition, and avert a fire.
And while a big part of the joy of the holidays is seeing those kids and grandkids, she reminds you that safety should be your first priority while the cooking is underway.
Keep kids and pets 3 feet away from where you're cooking. Much too easy for someone to bump into something, spill something, knock something over, get burned from it. You know, you want to cook on those back burners while you can, turn your handles in.
Cooking is the leading cause of home fires year-round, accounting for 49% of all home fires reported to fire departments. And while the holidays are a time for family gatherings, some Iowans might notice changes in a loved one's cognitive abilities that warrant further investigation. Lauren Livingston, spokeswoman for the Iowa chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, said there are often clear signs a person may be developing one of the most common forms of dementia.
The main one is memory loss that disrupts their daily life. So forgetting things that they have known their whole life, like how to use the microwave or how to get home from the grocery store, things like that that would be very unusual for someone to forget.
The association estimates 66,000 Iowans are now living with Alzheimer's. Livingston says many will show familiar symptoms of failing memory.
Challenges in solving problems like simple math problems, figuring out the tip on a bill, things like that, and difficulty just completing daily tasks that they would do normally, like getting dressed or taking a shower, having confusion with things that they are normally familiar with.
They also may not recognize people with whom they're ordinarily familiar. So how does one tell if a loved one's memory loss is just typical forgetfulness that we all have, or if it's the harbinger of a real serious problem?
One thing that's kind of a key indicator would be seeing these signs over and over and over, or every time you talk to your loved one on the phone and they're forgetting the same thing that you've shared multiple times, seeing that pattern of forgetting things and things that they have done their whole lives or have known their whole lives and are forgetting.
The Alzheimer's Association helpline is a vital source for concerns about cognitive changes affecting a loved one. That number is 800-272-3900, and it's staffed 24/7, even during the holidays. That is a check of our news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.